time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Another look at what's going on in the market. Shane Mast on. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what topics do we want to cover on today's report?
I'm just going to go over some real estate statistics and talk a little bit about what's going on, what's a little bit different now with what's changing a little bit in the market. That's about it.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay, so in the last, our inventory is actually going up. You know, this is probably really good news for a lot of people that haven't had a lot of choice in the past. It's been a very strange few weeks. You know, we've been talking about the rise in interest rates. They have kind of leveled a bit. So they're kind of in that 5.2 to 5.5 range, but that's where they've been now for quite a, you know, not a long time, but a week or so. And since they've leveled out, buyers are starting to come back and get more offers. Our inventory, though, has risen in 30 days. Like 30 days ago, we were at 145 active homes in Douglas County. Today, we are at 225. So that's quite a rise in just 30 days of inventory. And for those of buyers who have been on the market and, you know, they've been getting beat out for offers, there's now some more choices. A lot of times when you go find a place, you had to get an offer in quickly, like maybe the same day, maybe give somebody a 4-hour expiration to try to get that thing off the market. There's now a lot more choice. We haven't had this much inventory since probably early December. In December, inventory tends to go up because a lot less people are buying at that month. But that's some good news. Although there was a property that this week in Douglas County that was maybe close to a record, had 17 offers on it.
Wow.
But it was a unique situation. It was a fixer home. So it was a cash only for $150,000. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500 square feet. So, you know, that's like half price.
Wow. What do you think is getting more people to get their house on the market right now?
I think the fact that all of the news is geared towards maybe there being price reductions in the near future, that I think a lot of sellers that were on the fence are saying, well, we better, you know, a lot of people were going to wait till summer, even if they were planning on selling anyway, but they're saying we better put it on the market now in case prices go down.
Interesting. And so a lot more to look at. Are you seeing more people out looking at homes?
Yeah, so there was kind of a pause there. When interest rates went from 3.5 to 5, a lot of buyers just kind of said, you know, this is kind of crazy. I've lost so much buying power. I want to wait and see what's going to happen. And so a lot of them did. And our weekly pendings got down to the low 20s, and we're usually in the mid-40s. But the last week, we actually had 50 pendings in Douglas County. So that's gone up from the average, even though it was down for a couple of weeks. It kind of reminds me of when COVID first hit, the market just kind of stopped for about 3 weeks to 4 weeks, and then it exploded. And I feel like it's doing that, at least in this last week. You know, I always say 1 week is not a pattern, but in the last week, it definitely went up. So it's something I'll keep my eye out on, and I will share that with you guys weekly if this trend continues. But the trend that has been continuing for the last 30 days is we've been adding homes. About, 55? Yeah, almost 80 homes have been added to active. This is houses that are not pending. So a lot more of that have been added, but a lot of them also have gone under contract. We get about 70 new houses a week in Douglas County, and then usually lately about 40 to 50 are going pending. So we're adding about 20 a week in the last month.
And is that pretty much across all price points?
Actually, that's an interesting question, because the average price of the ones that are going pending are about $320. The average price of the ones that aren't selling are about $460. So it's definitely the lower price range is the one that's much more active right now.
Interesting.
And the average sale price in Douglas County is like $335,000 in the last year. So just under that price is what's really flying right now.
So what are you expecting with interest rates?
I am no expert for sure in interest rates, and even the experts say they don't know. But I follow every day, and I listen to at least five or six different lenders and experts, and they're thinking we're going to level off at 5.5%. Even if they do get to 6%, most people are saying it, they'll probably 5.5% is where most people think they're going to stick.
So if somebody's thinking about getting their home on the market, what kinds of things should they be doing to get it ready?
Do it quickly. And I think the number one thing right now is price. The ones that are not selling right now, and there's a lot of them sitting there now that wouldn't have in the past, and those are probably just priced maybe a little over market value. The ones that are going quickly are the ones priced right at market value or just below market value. So when you do a comparative market analysis, it's like an estimate of your home. Your agent gives you a range. There's a low, a high, and a recommended right in the middle. And for the past 2 years, we've been listing at the high. And because the market was going up so fast that even if you were, you know, $20,000, $30,000 too high, just wait a few weeks and the market will catch up. But right now, it feels like if we list at that high mark, it's not going to sell as quickly. If at all, and if prices start to go down, which they have not yet, I want to reiterate, they haven't started going down yet, but if they did and you're too high, then you're actually getting further away as prices decrease and you're already too high, you're getting further away from being able to sell that house every day. So by the time you do your $20,000 price drop, once they start going down, you might be still 10 off again. But it's important to price it aggressively at the beginning right now. That might change in another month, in 2 months, but currently in Douglas County, if you're over market value, it is not selling.
All right, Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. How do people connect with you?
Just Google us on Oregon Life Homes. Just Google Oregon Life Homes, or you can come see us at 316 Northwest Garden Valley in Roseburg.